Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur based on a beautiful tshuva of the Kloisenberger Rebbe in the Dibur Yatziv, Simen Kuftes, where he talks about the Rambam, who says that a goy is not allowed to be mechadesh dos. And we spoke about what that means to be mechadesh dos. We saw that when adding on to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, that's a Chiddush Das. He's making up his own mitzvahs that God gave him. That's Kfir and all the Zayin mitzvahs. And we also saw that Das is a religious law, that God gave a religious law. And if he adds on to this religious law, so if he says it in the name of Avodah Zarah, then it's an Isser of Avodah Zarah. If he says it, and Goyim are Aser and Avodah Zarah. If he says that Alts Navi, then he's a Navi Sheker. So if he comes along and says B'Shem Hashem, that there's a new religion, new laws, that you have to keep laws, so he's a Navi Sheker and he's killed. And we spoke about a Navi Sheker, a Goy Navi Sheker, what his onesh is. Chenek, or is it Saif? So Al Kolpanim, we saw according to the Rambam that there's an Isser on a Navi Umas HaOlam. We saw in the previous shiur there's an Isser for a Navi Umas HaOlam Lahosif L'chadish U'Lefarish Mitzvah Shelo Kanimsor L'Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Lashon of the Rambam, L'fikuchem Yamod Ish Ben Ha'um Ben Me'umos Ben Yisrael V'yas Ha'oysu Mofes V'yomer Sheshem Shelocho Lahosif O'Legor L'Lefarish Mitzvah and a Mitzvah Shemana Mimoshe Hashem Shosmit Sabz Yisrael and Molam Dori Doris El Mitzvah V'yazman. Oh, you raise a Navi Sheker Shavala Hakashem Vaz Shemos. He's giving his own explanations of the mitzvahs. He's changing, he's adding. He's a Navi Sheker. And now it's Navi Sheker, like the Torah says, he's Chayev Chenek. And we showed even from the Psukim, if you're Medayik in the Psukim, normally the Misa Ben Noach is Besayif. But here it's going to be Bechenek, because the Torah says, all Neviim, Hanavi, even a Navi Mumas HaOlam. So if he stam adds, then you're not believing in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. You're saying there's more. Can't do that. And if he does B'taras Navi, it's Chayiv Chenek. And it's not going to be one of the Chiddush Das is not going to be one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, because either it's the Yesod of the Sheva Mitzvahs, that these are the seven, or it's included in Torah B'Taras Navi, which is not only a mitzvah of B'nai Noach, that's everybody. Kolel is Kol Be'olam. That they're not allowed to be in a V'yei Sheker. So someone's Mechadesh Das, like we learn in Hilchos Malachim 10:9. So Mamanav Shach, you don't let him be. If it's B'Shem Avodah Zarah, it's Avodah Zarah. It's B'Shem Hashem, he's a Navi Sheker. And he's Nechnak. And we don't allow anyone to listen to him, because he's Kofar in the seven mitzvahs of Taurus Moshe. So basically all the Rambam's Shtim. We have a Rambam in the ninth parak of Yisodei HaTorah. Navi Sheker gets Chenek, including if he adds or subtracts mitzvahs. Perak Yud of Hilchos Malachim, Mechadesh Das, which we don't kill him before, but he's Chayiv Misa. And that stems with the Rambam in the 8th parak of Malachim, Malach Yud, that you're not allowed to keep the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei achrei hadas, you have to do it because God said. And if somebody starts adding mitzvahs, then it's not God said anymore. And therefore, if he keeps Shabbos on Monday, so it's Kfir B'Torah Moshe. The Rambam doesn't learn from Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. Because that's a Reish Lakish word, Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. That's why Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. But Ravina is a different word. Ravina says he's not even allowed to keep Monday. So L'chor, that's the Chiddush Das. Maybe that's the Makor of the Rambam for that they're not allowed to be Mechadish Das. When the Gemara says, why is it included amongst the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? Gemara asks that Kasha. Maybe it's only asking on Reish Lakish, who holds that it's on Shabbos, but not according to Ravina. Because according to Ravina, it's the Yesod of the Zayin Mitzvos. If you keep it on Monday, Ravina says you can't even keep it on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. Because that's making a new religion. And that means you don't accept any of the Zayin Mitzvos. So it's Pashat that it's not going to be one of the Zayin Mitzvahs, that's the Yesod of Zayin Mitzvahs, just like Amunah is the Yesod of the Taryag, it doesn't have to be included in Taryag. But according to Reish Lakish, who says that you're not allowed to keep Shabbos, so that's not the Yesod of the Zayin Mitzvahs. So that should be included in the Sheva Mitzvahs, that was the Gemara's Kasha, maybe only according to Reish Lakish. And in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that you can do mitzvahs, kedei lekabel schar, ein monam osa laso, so we don't prevent him. That's different than Halacha Tes. Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, don't do Batar as dos, as an obligation. And Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that you're allowed to do it, kedei lekabel schar. And the Yad Ramah, the Yad Ramah is quoted by a lot of the Achronim. Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. He says the following. Amrei Shlaka Shakam Shashabas, Agoy, Awid Kochel Mazolos, Shoves. Incidentally, Rabbi Lam, in an article in the one of the YU Torah publications, and also reprinted, he wrote a Sefer, Halichos V'Halachos, very interesting Sefer. He says an interesting vort, why a guy, an akum, is not allowed to keep Shabbos, because even though the pasuk says Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu, which is referring to the heavens, to the constellations, this person is an oved kuchov mumazolos. He's serving them. So mida keneged mida, he has the same law. Oh, that's the parsha you're in. You're in the world of the stars and the moon and the sun. So you're also have a din of Lo Yishbosu, just like them. It's Ayn Shem in his article. I think it's in the Beis Yosef Shol. Amrei Shlaka Shakim Shabbos Chayim Misav Edmat Mehinan. And now the Gemara asks, as the Yad Ramah, Pshita. The Kosaka Daitub, the Shvizu Shul Hashem Chova Kamayrik Onei L'Ravim Shosim B'Yom Bav L'Shem Abad Glilim. Because the Gemara is assuming, the Gemara is Kasha when it says Pshita. It's because it's like resting L'Shem Chova, like the Arabs who rest on Friday for their Avodah Zarah. So of course you're not allowed to rest for Avodah Zarah. Parak Ravina. Ravina answers, Lo Nitzchel L'Shlishi B'Shabbos. Shenkan Shem Chova Klal El Lanuach Be'Alma. So it's talking about resting on Tuesday. It's not L'Shem Chova, it's Lanuach. Kem Shem Miskabin L'Shvos Chayav V'Shenirik Shekoveash Shabbos La'atzmo Boide Dos Mi Libo. So since a person's Miskabin L'Shvos, it looks like he's being Koveash Shabbos for himself, and he's making up a new religion in his heart. V'arav Rambam mukim la b'mishne Torah b'koveh Shabbos la'atzma shenimsa sheboi didas mi libo. The Rambam says that you're koveh Shabbos for yourself, and it comes out that you're making up a new religion. U'makshin an pshita d'kosaka daitach. D'bevav b'Shabbos pshita kemen devad l'Hashem avodas glilim kovid haynu avod avodas glilim. Etc. The Gemara says, "L'shlishi b'Shabbos, lo kviya b'Shabbos, l'avod esgulim afilu hachi, kevan, dekave l'shem Shabbos, chayev l'fi shabada das mi libo." So, the Rambam says that on Tuesday, you can't. The Gemara learns according to the Rambam that on Tuesday you can't do it. Because Tuesday, if you, even though it's not Shabbos L'shem Avodas Kelilim, nevertheless, it's Aser because you're making up your own religion. So parenthetically, Derech Agav, this is the Heilige Kloisenberger, that I'm very happy that this was Mechazik, what I wrote in a tshuva, that the base tefillah of Arabs is in a base of Avodah Zarah. So the Yad Rama says that the Arvim Sheshovsim B'Yom Vav L'Shem Avodas Kelilim, so he has a Rishon on his side. That's Avodah Zaradik, what the Arabs do. Nevertheless, we need to understand this Yad Ramah. Divrei Yad Ramah Tzrichim Biu Rochav. Because what's in between his parish and the Rambam? He says his parish, and then he says the Rambam's parish, and it seems to be the Zelbazach. Same thing. So it could be that the Chilik is Tzavish and the Rambam. And the Yad Ramah is that the Yad Ramah is learning that in his word, according to his Shita, even if you're just resting B'taras Yoy Menucha, person's Chayiv, because it looks like he's Koveya Shabbos La'atzmo Boda Das Milibo. The Rambam, he doesn't say Shenira Ke Koveya Shabbos La'atzmo Boda Das Milibo. According to the Rambam, he just says Kevin the Kave L'shem Shabbos Chayiv L'fisha Boda Das Milibo. So according to the Yad Ramah, even if he did it for Menucha, it's still no good because it looks Shabbos-dik. According to the Rambam, no, Mamish has to be Shabbistic. It has to be that you're making up your own religion. And not Menucha. And that's, as we pointed out in previous shiur, that's Deloke Rashi. Because Rashi says, Pashit Menucha is Aser. The Rambam says, no, it has to be something religious. And the case of Mishnah brings down Rashi in the context of the Rambam is Shver, as the Echronim point out, because Rashi is not like the Rambam. The case of Mishnah seems to know Rashi is like Rambam. We said before that the Isser of Chiddush Das is that it's coming from some sort of Koach Elyon. So if it's B'Shem Avodah Zarah, Zatzer Atz Avodah Zarah, it's coming B'Shem Hashem, Zatzer Atz Navi Sheker. That's Mechadesh Das. That's Mashma, that it's a religion. Something religious coming from a higher power. But the Yad Ramah seems to be saying that it's Bada Milibo. The Rambam doesn't say this Lashon of Bada Milibo, though. Yad Ramah puts that in his mouth, but the Rambam doesn't say Badim Libo. The Yad Ramah himself says Yadim Libo for himself, and for the Rambam, it's not what the Rambam says. So when we spoke about Das, we quoted the pasuk in Daniel. V'yizbor l'hashnaya zimnin v'das. Change the times in the religion. So look in the Rashi and the Rasag. L'shanas l'vatel misrael ha-shabbosis v'amodim v'atorah. To change and be mevatel from the Jewish people, shabbosis and moadim. That's the shinui das. So there's the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, which is alluded to by the Abarbanel and the Radak. Malachim Aleph Yud Beis Pasuk Lamed Gimel Yeravim Asesukas B'chodesh Hashmini B'chodesh Asher Bada Milibo. So what's this Bada Milibo? Asher Bada Milvad Ksiv Rotza Loimar Asher Bada Milvad Moadig Yisrael. He made up his own holidays. If you look there in the pasuk, Taka, that's what it says. Vayal al mizbech asher asa beveisel b'chamisha asar yom b'chodesh hashmini. Not b'chodesh hashvi. Not on the 15th of the 7th, 15th of the 8th. B'chodesh arbada miliboy. So the ksiv is bada, but the kri is milvad miliboy. Vayas chag l'vnei Yisrael vayal al mizbech lahaktir. He's pashut making up holidays. So you wanted to say, the Abarbanel says that the you guys make sukkahs in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yehuda, it comes earlier, and then in Eretz Yisrael the Asif is later, so you made the holiday later. So it wasn't the shame of Avodah Zarah. It looks like Bada Milibo, it's a Milvad Ksiv. Milvad Moade Hashem. He's making up his own holidays. So Yerushalmi, the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Beis Amid Beis. So not only did he make up yontivs, he also made up Shabbos. So in other words, he's making up his own perushim in Torah's Moshe. So that's but it's not Torah's Avodah Zarah. It's like the Karaim. They have their own commentary what it means. No fire on Shabbos, no fire at all. They make up their own pshatim. Not according to the Masorah. That's what it means, maybe. Bada milibo, a person keeps Shabbos on Tuesday. Why? Because he says, God rested on Tuesday. Who says Shabbos is Saturday? Maybe it's Tuesday. We know it's Saturday. That's the tradition. But do they say Tuesday? So kum tois, according to this, a chiddush, that a ben Noach has to believe in Taurus Moshe kamakubal michazal, because there's an isser of bada milibo. He has to follow our Kabbalah. It's not like Zeres Chazal that they don't have to keep, like the Arichus and the Mishnah Lamelech and the 10th parak of Melachim, the beginning of Halacha Zayin. Does Beis Din have koach al an bnei Noach? But maybe they don't. But here, they have to. This is perish of the Torah. It's not just Zeres Chazal. So we have a certain parish of the Torah. They can't change, do it their own way. They can't be mefarish their own way. So that's why you're allowed to teach them Torah. They're shot sheva mitzvahs. Look in Sanhedrin and Tes Amar Aleph, Tes Chagig Gimel Amar Aleph, Yom Haskalein. Because if you're not learning with them, then they're not going to know what the sheva mitzvahs are. They're going to make it up. You need the Drashas Chazal for Pshuto Shel Mikra. Here the Klausenberger surprises me a little bit. He sounds like almost like an academic. Klausenberger was a Kadosh Elyon. Usually Kadosh Elyons aren't professors in university. But look at what he writes. Listen to what he writes over here, beloved friends. How much Hanoah I received when they showed me an old Nusach of the Rambam in manuscript form that's printed in the new Rambams. I assume it means the Frankel Rambams. V'uksav yad she'amunach be'eker ha'svarim be'Oxford. And this is from a manuscript that was in the Oxford Library. V'sham l'fi aner ha'girsa b'Rambam ha'mokam l'chadesh dos l'faresh dos. Not to make a new religion, to explain the religion. And that's pumped what we've been saying. He's not allowed to explain the religion based on their own understanding. It has to be Lefi Kabbalas Chazal. And continues the Rebbe, U'ma'amod mutam u'mutzmat zos l'mashakos v'ramam b'soif perakidalef m'melochim sh'nishmat me'at senzur v'sham v'ramam anal nitpas me'chodosh. The Rambam says in the censored editions of the Rambam that the Notzri Yoshke Yamach Shemo and Muhammad Yamach Shemo, they're paving the way for Mashiach. To fix the world to serve God. Midivrei Torah, Midivrei Mitzvos, etc. V'noisim Midivrei Elu, Mitzvah Torah Elu, Or Mitzvah Elu Emes Hayu. For Abadlu B'Zman Hazeh, and they say Shtiyot that the mitzvahs don't, you don't have to keep them anymore today. V'loi Nogim L'Doros, V'elu Amadorim Nistarim Yesh Bem. V'enem Kapshutam, and other people they say, nah, I don't believe the Torah. You can't understand the Kapshuta. They give false interpretations of the Torah. K'shiyamid Amelech Hamashiach Be'emes. And then at the end, it's going to become clear when Mashiach stands up, Emes, and he raises the dust, the true religion, they're going to realize that it's all Sheker. Their Nevi'im are Sheker, their Ovis are Sheker, everybody misled him. That the Rambam writes, "Bitlu b'zman hazeh." That's what he writes in the Perek Tes Misod HaTorah, that a Navi is not allowed to say she'enu noig l'doros. Not that he says she'enu mikipshutan. That means they're explaining him not lefi kabbalas chazal. That's the end of bodo das milibo, and therefore you don't let him do that if we have power over them. And therefore, an akum sheshovus even mimos hachol is chayiv misa. It's the chiddush of Ravina, not from yom alayla lo yishbosu like Rish Lakish, and the Rambam passes like Ravina. And it's also lechora not from the medrash of the melech and the matrona. We mentioned the previous shir that the king and his matron are having private time, and somebody sticks their nose in when they're having a private discussion. So that's Shabbos. That's our special time with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that's daika b'Shabbos. But this is an adrezach. We don't allow them to explain Torah and mitzvahs lefidaitam and mizuhemis. Earlier on, the Kloisenberg said lefidaitam and mechueris. So it could be mechueris and mezuhemis, same difference. According to their impure way of learning, lo lefi kabbalas chazal, we don't let them. So it's not misa mamish, we don't mamish kill them. It's misa b'dei shemayim, and we tell them. But if he's not making up a religion, he just wants to be mekabel schar, that he's allowed to do. So that's how the Kloisenberger ends the tshuva, v'doik. And then he writes, "Ayein b'manos ha'levi shesholcho l'mishloch." L'mishloch manos, l'milach l'mishloch manos. I don't know what l'milach is. The Rosh Tevis mem yud lamed ches. Email me and tell me. V'ya gam kein dvrein uel l'mishloch manos. These words should also be mishloch manos. And look in the Shef HaChaim, and the Kloisenberger says, look in my Sefer on Purim, Simen Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. V'tachas ad lo yoda b'sheina. Tasuk b'zeh. And instead of being Mekayim ad lo yoda, or by sleeping on Purim, that's the Ramah, Simen Tafresh Tzadi Hei Siv Beis, be Yosek instead in this. U'pkudi Hashem Yishar M'sam Chelev. Maybe that's why people were mekel not to drink, because it could be yotzei simchas turn be yenish al Torah. Achavuseinu akadoshim brovam min sanusam v'shiflusam b'nei atzim and kimo kapshuto kayadua. But our avos, in their great humility and lowness in their own eyes, they were makayim kapshuto, and they actually drank because they said they weren't worthy of saying, "Oh, we're makayim simchas purim with Torah." There's a lot to say about that also. The Kloisenberger was a Gana Goinim, so he could be Marich and everything with great Chedushim. And then he says, Bishule Hagilyoin. He didn't choose us. He chose the Umos. He offered them the Torah. So what's the Asher Bochar Banu? They didn't want it. We wanted it. So The answer is Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim V'Nasan Lanu Es Torasa. That even the Torah of the Ben Noach is were Nivchar. And even when the Ben Noach is keeping his Torah, we're still chosen. When he's keeping his Sheva Mitzvahs, he has to do it Al-Pi Torah Shebichsen, Torah Shebaalpeh. Lefneim daika, it says in the pasuk, in front of you, in front of Jewish judges, not dayani yom ha'olam. Because even what bnei Noach are mitzuvin has to be lefneim, has to be al pi our Torah, our understanding. So that's the bishulei hagilyon. Beautiful. We did a very, very gishmak atshuva. We should be zelche b'lineder b'siyata d'shmaya b'ritzos Hashem darkenu to do many, many more beautiful tshuvas from the Divrei Yetziv and other Svarim Kedoshim and Anashim Kedoshim. It's very good for the soul to learn the Torah of such holy people. So today, the Kleisenberger was Nifter only 21 years ago. It's not 5,000 years ago that we don't know what he looked like. You could see pictures of him. You could see videos of him. You could learn his Torah. Read stories about him. Very, very, very holy man. Lost all his family in the Holocaust. He rebuilt afterwards, Kayadua. Look in the Sefer Lapidei Shnei Chalokim. We should be Zochem Mitzvah Shem. Lumodu Lamed Lishmar Balasa. Lakayim is called Divrei Salma Tarasa Bihavo. Amen, Vi Amen. Shalom, Shalom.